goodness. Bring them. But then you can't see me.
It's a blessing.
Oh, hallelujah.
They're quite strong. I've got some weak ones.
Oh, these are brilliant. I might just keep these. No. Let's go to Matthew chapter 26 and verse 8. No, Matthew 26, verse 26. Listen very carefully, because this is the foundation of what I'm talking about today. As they were eating, Jesus took bread, he blessed, and he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples, and he said, "Take and eat it. This is my body." What did he give them? Bread. And then he broke it. And he gave it to the disciples and said, "Take and eat it. This is my body." And then he took a cup. And after giving thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. For this is my..." No. "This is my
blood,
which is poured out for many for the
forgiveness of sin."
Yes. "But I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And after they sang a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Thank you very much, Gary. Appreciate that. So today I wanted us to really grasp what communion is. And sometimes it's called the Last Supper. Sometimes it's called the breaking of bread. But I wanted to really break this down for you so that we could all understand it, because sometimes we take communion and we don't actually know exactly what we're doing and the implication of what we're doing. What does it mean for us, and how should we respond while we're taking communion? So I'm gonna actually open it now so that you can all see, and I'm going to also just lift things up for you, and that as I'm speaking, you'll get the reference to what I'm talking about. So that passage, what did Jesus say? "This
is
my body." And what is it? Bread.
The bread of life.
And he said, "Take the cup." What is the cup? The blood, representing the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross for us. So we got that? The bread and the body, the cup is the blood of Jesus that was shed for us for the forgiveness of our
sin.
Hallelujah. So if you're new to the faith, and this might feel a bit mysterious, and sometimes people get like they feel intimidated by it. I can't understand why. They feel a bit fearful of it. But it's actually something very simple, and it's powerful, and it's something deeply personal. The communion is not just some ritual that we do in the church, but it is actually a chance for us to have a real encounter with Jesus. So what we're going to do this afternoon is a real encounter with Jesus. We should sense a great presence of Jesus with us. And communion comes from what Jesus did at that meal just before he went to the cross. So this happened just before the cross. Jesus with the disciples spoke the words of that scripture, and that's represented here. And he spoke to them about that in a very intimate setting, just before he went to the cross. We got it? Then he took the bread and he said, "This is my
body,
And then he took the cup and said, "This is my
blood."
And then in other passages talking about it, he tells his followers, "Do this in remembrance of me." So what are we doing today?
Remembering
what Jesus has done for us. Very good. So at its core, communion is about remembering Jesus. His sacrifice, his love, and the victory that we have in him, in our lives. Now in Pentecostal churches, which we are, we believe communion is not just symbolic, but it's also spiritual. And we believe that when we take communion in faith, the Holy Spirit meets us in that moment. Okay? And it can be a time of healing, it can be a time of renewal, and a time of a deep connection with God. So the meaning of the bread and the cup, and I've gone through this, but I'm going to say it over and over again because I really want us to, for this to really hit home. The bread representing his body. The bread represents the body of Jesus, which was broken for us. He took our punishment, our sin, and he took our shame. In a Pentecostal understanding, we also believe that this points to healing. Because scripture says, by his stripes we are healed. And that verse, by his stripes we are healed, is actually referring to the marks on his back where he was whipped. And it says that he was whipped. And by those stripes, or what he endured through that flogging, was for our healing. And so when we take the bread, we're not only remembering, but we're also receiving by faith what Jesus has done for each one of us. And then the cup is blood. It represents Jesus' blood, which was poured out for the forgiveness of sin. His blood cleanses us, restores us, and brings us into a relationship with God. And when we take the cup, we are reminded that I am forgiven, that I am made new, and that I belong to God. Do you want to say those with me? I am forgiven.
I am made new.
I am made new.
I belong to God.
I belong to God.
Amen.
Now, did you believe that when you said it, or did you just say it? I'm just going to check up. We're going to say it again, but this time believe it. I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
I am made new.
I am made new.
I belong to God.
I belong to God.
So why do we do this? There are three reasons we do this. And I'm going to repeat myself quite a lot here, but I told you I want this to really, really stick into our heads. We do this in remembrance. We look back and we remember the cross. Because we never move on from what Jesus did for us. But we build our lives on what Jesus did for us. So what Jesus did for us, this is really like also remembering the foundation that we have in our salvation. The foundation of what Jesus did for us. And that it's, yeah, for us today. Secondly, it's a reflection. The Bible encourages us to examine our hearts before we take communion. This isn't about fear, but it's about honesty. And we ask ourselves just very quietly, is there sin I need to confess? Is there sin that I haven't confessed yet? Maybe it's something that you've been holding on to for a long time. It's good to examine your heart before we take the bread and the cup. And it's a wonderful time to be able to just give that to Jesus today. And just say, Lord, I'm sorry. That's all you have to do. You don't have to do anything fancy or like a huge performance. You just say it to him, I'm sorry. Is there someone I need to forgive? Oh, this is a messy one, isn't it? We don't like this one. Is there someone I need to forgive? Sometimes we need to forgive ourselves. But this is actually a great moment for us to get right with God. And I'd encourage you to do that today. Get right with God. And three is connection. Communion is also about the present, about the right now. It's a moment where we say, Jesus, I need you so much in my life. Should we say that now? Jesus, I need you. In Pentecostal settings, this is often a spirit-filled moment where people may pray, they may feel God's presence or experience peace and joy or even healing, like I said earlier. So how do we take communion? Communion is usually taken with a heart of expectation. So before we even get there, start building an expectation that your sin is going to be forgiven, that your heart is going to be made pure, that if you need healing, that you will receive that healing, that if you are struggling with anything that's heavy or making you feel not joyful, this is the moment where you can actually receive that. So here's how we approach it. We come with faith. Believe that God is present and working, that God is present right here and now, and that He's working in each of our lives. We come with reverence. This is a very holy moment. Not something casual. And we come with openness, that we be ready for the Holy Spirit to touch your life. And sometimes there may be worship or music or quiet prayer or even moments where people respond emotionally, and that's okay. We value the active presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst. And you might silently pray something like, Jesus, thank you for your sacrifice. I receive your forgiveness. I receive your healing. Do you draw me closer to you? Communion is for those who have put their faith in Jesus. I think everybody's put their faith in Jesus, haven't they? You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect. You just need to belong to Jesus. And if you're a new Christian, you're also welcome to take. This is not a reward for good behavior, but it's a reminder of the grace of God. Communion is a gift. It's a moment where heaven comes and touches earth in one very simple act of bread and a cup. And every time you take communion from today and in the future, I want you to remember that Jesus loves you very dearly, and that Jesus forgives you, and that Jesus is with you, and that Jesus still moves today. Can we repeat those? Let's build this expectation, this anticipation. Jesus loves me. Come.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus forgives me.
Jesus forgives me.
Jesus is with me. And Jesus can still move in my life today. So when we take the communion now, don't just go through the motions. This isn't a ritual. But expect Jesus to meet you right where you are right now. Let me pray. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for your body and for your blood. I want to thank you for your love and for your sacrifice. And Jesus, as we take communion now, we remember you, and we receive from you, and we draw near to you. And the Holy Spirit, come now and move in our hearts, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to pray this because I don't want you to forget, so maybe we can just do this corporately. We can just pray this together. I'll just repeat after me. Jesus, we thank you for your sacrifice.
Jesus, thank you for your sacrifice.
I receive your forgiveness today.
I receive your forgiveness today.
I receive your healing today.
I receive your healing today.
And Jesus, I ask that you would draw close to me right now. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We all understand? Any questions? Oh, I've been brave now. No? So we can commence. That's fabulous. I'm going to ask Pete and Gary.